listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
League of My Own, Swag Gina Davis, only rapping make 100K on your playlist. Niggas talk on Twitter, but in like they don't say shit. My Rollie so racist. All black faces, we the new face it. Kill them like Jason. Grind in my sleep, man, a nigga need braces. Wonder what you feeling like. Used to be the nervous type. They ain't mention Beano, man, that shit must be on purpose, right? Hostile. Nigga, my style? Kinda flow to paint a picture Norman Rockwell. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
It's the best I did the lyrics in a while. I've been fucking up lately,
and I ain't been helping.
Nah, it ain't your fault. It's all on me. So it is Tuesday. Middle of the week for the Black Guy Who Tips. A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, sir.
A lot of stuff going down in the news. It's going down at the RNC, a bunch of places. So we're going to discuss all that stuff. Of course, you can find us on theblackguywhotips.com. Sign up to become a premium member at theblackguywhotips.com/premium. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. Today marks day 581 that Bobby Schmurder has been locked up in the jail with no bail. And today's show is sponsored. It is actually double sponsored. It's first of all brought to you by Loot Crate. This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate, a monthly mystery crate filled with exclusive items from the biggest and best pop culture franchises. Go to lootcrate.com/TBGWT and enter code TBGWT, and you can get $3 off of any new subscription this month. I want to say tomorrow by tonight. By midnight Eastern time. It's the last day to sign up and get the July specific theme, which is futuristic. Okay, they packed the crate full of good stuff, things such as Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, all that stuff. So we'll talk about it again later, but yeah, y'all need to do that, man. Come on, guys. Also, we have another sponsor, a little bit sexier. Let me find some little sexy music here from my man Kamau.
I know you're a Buddha, but you're a Buddha with a booty.
That's right. I'm trying to help you get your booty moving, guys. Okay. Adam and Eve is trying to help you get that booty moving. All right. How is Adam and Eve trying to help your ass out? Well, they trying to get you half off. I mean, y'all like half off, right? Hopefully this will be half off. Your clothes will be half off. But how do you get it, Rod? Well, it's quite simple. What you want to try to do is go to adamandeve.com and pick out any item. Just pick an item out, okay? Close your eyes, click on something, add it to your cart, okay? And when you go to the checkout, you put in code TBGWT, and they're going to give you some more free shit, okay? Like, I'm not even playing. They're going to give you 3 free adult DVDs plus a free exclusive gift. God, the clip bumper, okay? It's going to be bumping that clip. And to top it all off, they even throw in free shipping on your entire order. That's right. They are trying to hook you up. I can't even, like, essentially you are getting half off, then you pay the tax, and then you get free porn at your house. What else do you want, man? Okay? This is better than that internet porn, all right? There's not going to be no news reports going on in the background. You're not going to have to figure out what game were they watching on the TV when they started having sex. You don't need to know that. I was watching porn today. I was like, wait, was that Chris Paul? I don't know what they said in the background. When did Chris Paul play Portland? Wasn't he injured this year? Is this from this year? Is this in the playoffs? I don't know. Now I'm not jacking off anymore. But with Adam and Eve, and that's specifically professional porn, you don't ever have to worry about these questions, all right? So, yeah, all you got to do is go to adamandeve.com, pick out your one item, put in code TBGWT at checkout. That's right, TBGWT at adamandeve.com, and you can get half off, 3 free adult DVDs plus a free exclusive gift and free shipping. All right, play me out, Kamau. All right, let's talk about things, because you know, I don't know if you guys are up on game, but things continued to happen last night.
Yes, they did.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, you would think that things would have took some time off.
I mean, we did a late show yesterday, probably gonna be doing a late show today, but yeah, shit was popping.
Yeah, you know, I thought we caught all the things yesterday. I thought finally the earth can take some time off while we listen to things, but more things continue to happen. I guess we should start with the regular news. Oh, also, you guys need to know we are moving next week, so we're probably taking next week all the way off.
Yep, the whole week.
So y'all might not see us doing no podcast in your queue. No need to panic. Don't hit me up on Twitter talking about what happened to the show. Yeah, people, we got responsibilities and shit. All right, guys. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about some news. I guess the biggest news over the night is Melania Trump spoke at the Republican National Convention. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gave a whole ass speech.
A whole ass speech.
Said she wrote it herself. Donald brought her out to present her. We watched some of this farce, RNC. I don't know how these motherfuckers can win, honestly. Like, if Republicans win this year, it's just on white people, y'all. I mean, real talk. Like, y'all
right.
Hated
white folks.
Yeah, like,
y'all hated Hillary that much.
Yeah, y'all hated Hillary more than y'all like the idea of, like, a madman not being in the White House. And I know it's a few black people that's like that too. Shout out to Killer Mike. But the percentage is much lower. Like, push come to shove, most black people are going to bite their tongue and fucking vote for Hillary Clinton and just be like, fuck it, I did my part.
Right, I don't want Trump.
But I guarantee you, if Trump wins, it's because white people stay home or white people say, I'm out of spite, I'm going to vote for him. Because
right.
Their platform is just bigotry, 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 and more bigotry. Like, it's not even there's no curveball here, there's no catch. I think they opened the Republican National Convention with that one black sheriff dude that's been on, like, all the channels, all the news, CNN and all this shit. You know what I'm talking about? They opened it with him and he came out and the first thing he said was like, all lives matter to me. Blue lives matter in America. I was like, oh shit. You know, like it's, yeah, it's gonna be one of those. Like you just had that moment where you just like, oh, okay, like, they had to go find this cop.
Got any drugs or weapons on you?
No. I didn't do nothing.
You think you tough? Think you tough, huh? You're scared now, huh? I like that. That's why I took this job. I hate little motherfuckers like you. Little niggas, you ain't shit. Think you're tough, huh? Could blow your head off with this enforcement. Couldn't do shit. How you feel now? What set you from? Look like one of them Crenshaw Mafia motherfuckers. No, you probably one of them rolling 60s, huh? Huh?
12 out of 63, we have a possible 187.
That's him, pretty much. Like, they let that dude speak at the RNC. You know, like, they would. You know, it made sense. Like, I'm surprised they didn't just open it up with that speech. I hate little niggas like you. That's how I felt. But then Rudy Giuliani speak.
That nigga.
And he came out and just said 9/11
y'all remember that? You remember? I was there. Was the mayor? 9/11.
He was like, Donald Trump gonna do for America what I did for New York.
Yeah.
Set it up for the biggest disaster of all time and then come in and take credit.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, it was 9/11, I tell you lies, more lies about Donald Trump.
Yeah. It was, yeah, real, real shit show. Then Melania Trump came out and she gave a speech that in my estimation sounded like a fucking book report. Okay?
That shit was terrible.
No anecdotes about how her and her husband mailed through the mail order bride system.
Nothing personal.
No personal anecdotes of how he is with his children.
Nothing.
No cute stories of about with a pet or something around the house or.
She got that book report and she went, what is that thing you call, did they go get that summarizes everything in a short, text?
Oh yeah, she got the notes, the cliff notes.
Yeah, that's what she got. She was like, yeah, we're gonna make this quick and short, and she wrote that herself. When she was reading, I was like, yeah, somebody had to write this for you. You couldn't have wrote this yourself. It was structured. And my thing is, she wasn't enthused. There was no passion behind what she was saying. I mean, not trying, it was very boring.
She said her speech the same way I've given every book report that I didn't read the book.
I know so.
It was the same way, you know? It was just like, yeah, did not read this. So, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Now here's the problem. Even with that piss poor speech, she somehow managed to steal a couple paragraphs from Michelle Obama's historic 2008 convention speech. Like, she didn't just steal a Michelle Obama speech. She stole the convention speech from Michelle Obama. Like
people remember.
You are at a convention, ma'am. They may remember. So yeah, she stole the speech. There's a couple paragraphs. Let me see if this video documents it, because I think they have it here. All right, play this.
The values that you work like, hard for what you want in life.
For what you want in life.
That your word is
that
your bond.
Word is your bond. That you do what you say you're going to do.
Keep your promise.
That you treat people.
That you treat people with
dignity and respect, and because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limits or the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Jesus Christ.
How did they think they was going to get away with that? Nobody, like, for some people, they write speeches like this is their job, and they go, hey, bitch, you stole my shit, because somebody wrote that for Michelle Obama.
Yeah, in July 19th, she had a statement out that said, in writing her beautiful speech, Melania's team of writers took notes on her life's inspirations and in some instances included fragments that reflected her own thinking. Melania's immigrant experience and love for America shone through in her speeches, which made it such a success. Jason Miller, senior communications advisor. And this was her statement she released via Twitter. She just stole it. Like, she tried to say it was her writers, but before this, she had said, when she was interviewed by Matt Lauer, she had said,
she wrote it herself.
Yeah. Has she gone over the speech with you? Did you practice it on the plane? Melania said, I read over it, read once over it. That's all because I wrote it. And with as little help as possible. So are you nervous? It would be okay to be nervous. I'm excited, she said. So she said that she wrote it herself, but, she skipped over the part where she also traced it from Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if she didn't do it, the people who basically wrote it, so she ain't had to lie. She ain't had to lie to kick it. They stole her shit.
I knew the speech sounded familiar, like when she said she met Donald Trump on the south side of Chicago. I said, hold up. When did Melania Trump's family start coaching basketball? This don't seem right.
I remember when she said that Donald Trump was a community organizer.
She said he has a real big heart, and with our two daughters, Malia and Sasha, I said, damn, for real? I didn't know they daughters was the same name. That was just crazy. And then she turned in the test and got an A.
Ha ha!
Here's my problem with all this shit, though. Real talk. I watched MSNBC afterwards, because it was just on that channel. I watched it intermittently between other shit, to be honest with y'all, but true. I had it on the background while I edited the show, because I wanted to see what the fuck they were going to do to explain this. Let me tell you something about MSNBC. and liberals in general, especially white liberals. Y'all are a fucking joke.
Yes, you are.
They were so complimentary of this stolen speech, of these racist, bigoted ass, just fear inducing Republican speakers on the first night of this of the RNC. Like, giving Giuliani, like, Chris Matthews was giving Giuliani all this credit for his great speech.
Come on.
Yo, what a fucking, what assholes they are. Because we do know next week, because I don't have a, for the record, I wouldn't have a problem with this if next week I knew that they were going to be like, oh, wait, this is what it's supposed to look like. Because can we keep it real?
They're going to shred it apart next week.
Can we keep it real? Everything next week, it's going to be Clinton. The Bill Clinton, it's gonna be Obama. You probably gonna get Elizabeth Warren up in there. Like, you're gonna get some great orators there. Every night's gonna be a fucking great event leading up to Hillary Clinton, who, you know, her speech may or may not be the greatest. Point being, the people leading up to that are all likable people,
right?
You know, I don't know if Bernie's speaking or not, but the point being, all these people on the like scale rank pretty fucking high when it comes to their speech giving skills. Watch them rip those motherfuckers apart next week.
Everybody.
Watch.
Everybody. And the thing about the RNC, they had sponsors drop out. They had to raise money because people started pulling out. A lot of people did not speak, would not speak, were asked to speak. You have the last two Republican presidents said they wouldn't go speak. I think the one before that said they wouldn't go speak. All the living Republicans that are alive was like, we're not showing up and we're not speaking. That speaks volume. Maybe that's just me. That speaks volume of how much people want to separate themselves. And you had a lot of people on the Republican Party that didn't even come. They was like, fuck it, I'm not showing up.
Right. But yeah, all these people are sellouts and shills. You know, the whole party is just, it's laughable, to be honest, because there were so many people that called this dude a joke and a clown coming all the way up through all the debates, and now that these motherfuckers are standing on podiums talking about how great he is and how he's the only answer and he's gonna make America great, and it's like, y'all motherfuckers will do anything for that power, dog. You know, even a clown like this, y'all will sit up here and give him, treat him with some respect, because y'all know what it is. Anyway, other news. Megyn Kelly has officially come out and said that Roger Ailes sexually harassed her as well.
And I believe her.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Mm-hmm. Even though she's an ass, I still believe her.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when it happened to other women, it don't exist, I still believe her.
Yeah. I don't disbelieve her. It is hard. To me, it is like when it would be like if Stacey Dash came out and said, the news is racist. Fox News be treating me racist, y'all. I'd be like, well, no shit, but you went on TV every day and tried to make some sort of excuse for why that was okay for racism to exist. But then at your workplace, you don't want to deal with that.
Right, right, right. But but other people can deal with it, though. It's okay for everybody else. All these other women that come out and say they get raped, we joke about it and laugh about it and say they're wrong and call them liberal and say they're making up shit. We sit here and we talk about when they bring up rape on college campuses, we act like that shit ain't real. That shit don't exist. Ha 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 ha. You know, we do that. I smile here and look pretty and they say misogynistic shit to me a lot of times on the air, but ha 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 ha, I want to be pretty and keep my job. You know, but when the sexism and the hand grabbing and the disrespect come down your lane, it's real now.
Yeah. And now with, I think it was like, I forget the other ladies that were, but now all these white women are getting information to sue Fox News. And I feel like she's the big joker.
Right. Cause all it took was one person to step out and people was like, yeah, this shit happens.
This is how they get information. It's not the same as black women. It's kind of like that. Like, their formation was a little, like, it wasn't as, you know, it was a little.
I didn't even recognize the song.
Yeah, it was a.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't know acoustic guitars went with it.
Yeah, it was very much.
When you got the answer, what's the answer? The answer, the power that be.
It was very much that. Like, it took them longer to get information. I mean, you would have preferred they came out right away.
They have a beat, you know, because right. A lot of times with these songs, you don't, you know, at least with Beyonce's, you can feel the beat. And kind of get information with the beat.
Right. They formation was a little out of sync. Like a couple people was like standing.
Yeah, some people was on the ones and the threes.
It was like a left shark situation with the formation, you know. Like it wasn't all the way like Asian. It formed, but it didn't like really Asian until, of course, Megyn Kelly, who, you know, is probably the poster child for white feminism at this point,
right.
You know, and feminists will rally around her.
Oh, yeah.
Despite the fact that she's promoted such horrible racism as calling that girl no angel
right.
When she was beaten up by the police.
That child, right.
Because she was a black girl.
Right. And then they're going to be like, well, niggas, won't y'all rally around us? No, fuck you. Mm-mm. No.
Right. Mm-hmm. Had the nerve to have
I believe that it happened, but nah, not jumping up in arms.
Had the nerve to have her name spelled with a Y. Mm-hmm. You appropriated that, huh? Okay. But yeah, apparently she came out and said, talked to investigators. And since she's like still one of the biggest people on the show, on the network, and a feminist icon, if you guys can't hear the air quotes in my voice, as a feminist icon.
The think pieces on Jezebel and all these other places is about to be lit.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's a lot of like, we need to support her, our sister. But
yeah, this same woman who turns around and bashes you and talks shit about you and tell you how you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when something happens, we quote unquote have to support her.
She said he made unwanted sexual advances towards her about 10 years ago when she was a young correspondent at Fox. Kelly, according to the sources, has described her harassment by L's in detail, and I'm sure that'll be coming out at some point. But they're getting L's up out of there. Like, they've given him a deadline to resign and everything. So, you know, it's like Rupert Murdoch getting rid of this is gonna be the nerdiest fucking analogy, but I can't help it. Rupert Murdoch getting rid of Roger Ailes to me is still trouble, because it's like when Palpatine got rid of Dooku, because you knew that he already had Anakin in the wings. Like, someone more evil will rise to take Roger L's place, because there can only be two in the rule of the Sith. I feel like the rule of the Sith is taking over on this, and there will only be two, and there will just be a more evil apprentice waiting in the wings that's just like fucking ridiculous. So
oh yeah it don't stop. It don't stop. There's always a Padawan,
always. Speaking of which, Taylor Swift is still in the news. Speaking of Darth Susan, I believe that was a nickname she got from Very Smart Brothers. Chris Brown wanted to talk about Kanye and Taylor Swift.
What did he have to say?
Well, you know, he's been on Snapchat and Instagram and shit lately. He's been dropping a lot of videos.
Okay.
So he had to go to the comments section under her post last night after she tried to explain away why she was dishonest about Yeezy's famous song. Mm-hmm. So he wrote on his Instagram, he posted these comments. He says, who gives a fuck? Celebrities' freedom of speech? Come back to fucking planet Earth. Everyone really be acting like little ass kids, even me at times. Oh no, someone said something I don't like. Ouch, my feelings hurt. My fucking hurt. Make music and shut the fuck up.
Ain't that the same shit people been telling his ass? Ooh. Ain't that the same shit with him and Carrie Kate be fucking going up and down Instagram?
You shut the fuck up for the rest of your life, you a dumbass bitch that tries too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
That's him.
Mm-hmm. When him and Coconut Pie be going back and forth with each other on Instagram, people tell him that shit, now you want to apply to somebody else? Get out of here.
Between Pokemon, which I love, and this fake-ass celebrity high school debate team, our values are even our regular lives too consumed by bullshit, me included. I just want to see things from an artist celebrity that actually fucking matter. I don't need the press, nor am I dropping an album next week. Not a diss to anyone, not like I care. I don't fuck with celebrities. Real talk, there isn't a core in them, only the surface.
Oh, he get on my nerves because all this advice, he don't apply to himself. You've had tension tantrums. You throw chairs at windows.
He be on social media talking about shit about other celebrities
all the time. All the time.
But today wasn't his turn, so you had to act brand new.
Right, because you know what? It wasn't about him. It wasn't about him, though. And he told them to shut the fuck up, but a lot, you know, people in his mention be like, dawg, I'm a fan, I love your music, but I don't need the other shit. Like, I don't need none of that. And what does he tell them? Fuck you. Okay, so why do you care about somebody else doing the same thing you're doing?
I think I already said what I think about the situation.
Can you shut the fuck up for the rest of your life, you a dumbass bitch that tries too hard?
That's all I had to say about Chris Brown. Also, everyone was worried that there would be prosecution, you know, because it's illegal to record a private conversation in California, and that's obviously where this was filmed. But y'all act like her last name not Kardashian.
Come on now, you know, before that shit hit the air, them lawyers was like, you good.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, if it don't make money, it don't make sense, and they ain't trying to lose no money.
Mm-hmm. Y'all act like Kim Kardashian wouldn't get all her ducks in a row before coordinating a TV show release followed by a Snapchat release.
Right.
Months later. You know, you don't play the big joker without licking it first and sticking it to your forehead, okay? Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this, all right? Yeah, so apparently in California, you really can't sue. Dark Susan might not be able to sue because a confidential communication is only illegal if the other party in the conversation doesn't know that it's being taped, but they don't know that the conversation may be overheard as well. So like, they've been promised a confidential conversation. So basically, if the conversation can't be overheard, then it's not a confidential private conversation anymore. So if I'm in a room with you and you on the phone and I'm just hanging out, you don't get to say that was a confidential conversation. I heard the phone call. I heard at least half of it, right? So it said, we heard the full tape. Taylor knew she was overheard. The conversation for Kanye's end was on speakerphone. And during the call, producer Rick Rubin speaks up several times. Members of the crew filming Kanye on the call also speak in the room. So they just had cut those parts out. There's no doubt, listening to the full tape, Taylor knew she was being overheard. As a result, it's pretty clear Kanye didn't violate the law by recording it.
Right. She does a fucking TV show. What make you think she don't know the rules?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's pretty good right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's an empty threat, sweetie.
Yeah, I mean,
you're just going to take this hill and keep it trucking.
My favorite thing was the Pretty Nerdy was talking about Taylor Swift on Twitter, and people took screenshots of it. And this is epic. I have to read this, but actually, before I even read this, I have to read this to the appropriate music. You can't just read this to everything. Let me see if I can find the right
refresh, baby.
I ain't refreshing shit. Okay, is they sound messed up? Then they sound just gonna stay messed up, because that's what it is. Okay, I don't care about they sound. Maybe they should get some better computers, some faster internet connections. All right, I'm refreshing.
Okay,
let's give it a couple seconds.
But so you should come right back.
Yeah, it just takes a couple seconds. I got shit running in the background and stuff. You know, it's never too much for our fans, is what I'm saying. Do anything for these guys, because they do so much for me. Oh, they said my voice sounded like it was auto-tune. I wake up early in the morning. All right, so now to play, now to read these comments that were left. And this is about Taylor Swift, okay, guys? All right. Yes, poor Taylor Swift is the victim once again, a victim of character assassination. A character assassination, much like when she posted Joe Jonas' breakup voicemail on YouTube. A character assassination, much like when she described the woman Joe Jonas dated after her, Camille Bell, as an actress she's better known for the things that she does on the mattress. A character assassination, much like the time when she publicly dissed Harry Styles while he was in the audience in front of millions while accepting the VMA for yet another song she wrote about an ex. A character assassination, much like the time she literally called up all her friends to make a video dragging Katy Perry. A character assassination, much like the time she humiliated Calvin Harris because she got pissy after he denied her involvement in a song she didn't want anybody to know she co-wrote, by the way. That's right. She did use, like a pen name. But then afterward, when he didn't give her credit, she got mad at him. But not before cheating on him. And you didn't ask to be part of the narrative? Sorry. Did John Mayer, Taylor Lautner, Jake Gyllenhaal, Joe Jonas, or Harry Styles ask to be part of your narrative that you used to portray yourself as a victim? No. Then shut the fuck up. She sued her own fans for making fan art on Etsy. She sued her own fucking guitar teacher for having the audacity to say he taught her. She got a radio DJ fired for allegedly groping her ass. He sued for slander because it wasn't him and witnesses backed him up. Then she countersued him into oblivion. She sent a cease and desist letter to a podcast for reciting lyrics to Shake It Off. She tried to trademark a year. When Calvin Harris got a hand job in a Thai massage parlor, she tried to wipe the story off the internet. When Adele broke her Bad Blood YouTube record, Taylor had Tumblr posts removed that made fun of her. Go off. That's read that on Twitter. So apparently she has been problematic for quite some time.
Was the hand clap emojis in that?
No, it was all text. I don't know, maybe a white woman wrote it. I have no idea. I didn't even know all that shit about
Taylor. They got white hand clap emojis too.
Speaking of the clapback going out of control, actress Tichina Arnold, you guys may know her as Pam from Martin, or Chris Rock's mama on Everybody Hates Chris. Well, remember she got divorced from her husband, but not before leaking his sex tape to his family and stuff through an email. She now says she is shocked over a sex tape leak of her estranged husband and another woman, despite being the one who sent it to friends. Shocking. You guys know how it is. You send something to everybody, then next thing you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah, you did the reply all, do you wonder why everybody know?
I mean, people think you full of shit just because you the one that sent it to everybody and it went viral and it was in the news and all that stuff. But, you know, it is shocking to her. You know, I understand. It's, how could this thing that I sent out on the internet to everybody go viral like that? I didn't think it would.
I don't understand how the internet works.
Just because I happen to hate the person I sent it about. I mean, you know. Some would might even call it revenge porn.
Right?
If it's
the other way around.
Yeah. If it was a man doing this to a woman, we might call it revenge porn.
Right, because it wasn't right.
But apparently she sent the sex tape of her husband and another woman to all their family and friends, and she is as surprised as we are that we talking about it, y'all. She did not expect the tape of Hines engaging in sexual relations with another woman to go public the way it did this January, despite the fact that she texted the video to several of her close friends. No one from my side leaked it, she said.
Who the fuck leaked it in?
Nobody on what other side had the tape. Who
in fact, they could have stopped with just you.
Right. What is the other side to this that would also have copies of a tape? She sent the tape to a close circle of friends, including the women that served as her bridesmaid. Look, I got you a gift. I'm out of this. All right. I stood up next to you in a hot ass dress that didn't look as good as yours on a hot summer day. That's all you get from me.
Yep.
You do not get to send me the sex tape. Like, look what this nigga did. It didn't work out. That's between y'all. She said she felt betrayed after watching the video of her husband cheating. I had that feeling of, you know, beyond him being my husband, this is supposed to be my friend, my confidant, somebody who I could trust. And when you can't trust the person you sleep with every night, there's a problem, she told people. I can no longer trust him. I can no longer lay with him. It doesn't make him a horrible person. We all make mistakes, but not with me and not on my time and not in my life. She revealed that it wasn't the first time her husband strayed from her. So apparently he been cheating. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are upset with me, but it's not their problem. This is my issue that I needed to deal with, and I'm old enough to deal with my issues. So she says she won't be getting married a third time. But yeah, Pam went there on that ass. It's just funny because, like I said, it totally would not be okay if it was the other way around.
Nope, people will be demanding that they get taken off the internet. People will be demanding that they be charged, and for shit like this, I am neutral as far as it doesn't matter who the party is. You need to be held accountable, and she needs to be held accountable because neither one of them consented to this being released.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like, maybe he's not even pressing charges. Who knows?
Right. But it's just so the fact that he didn't consent, because if it was her, she would have a fucking fit.
Yeah, maybe her, the tape was so good, he was like, go ahead, put it out there, girl. That's good advertising. They're going to see how I'm putting it down on these ladies. But I'm sure she was hurt and disgusted, but it's just, you know, you can't, that's just technically illegal. You got to be careful with that kind of shit.
Right, because it happened to women all the time, and then you get slammed and all that shit.
Beauty queen loses her crown after other contestants sue because she has a criminal record and was previously married. Sound like y'all mad y'all got second place.
Yeah, is there a rule to say you can't be married?
I didn't know. Maybe. A Texas beauty queen has been stripped of her crown after fellow contestants argue she should have been disqualified for having a criminal record and a previous marriage. Caitlin Kifuentes reigned as Miss Corpus Christi Latina. But it was short-lived after six competitors, including the runner-up, sued the pageant director Kayla Alvarez, citing a contract contestants were required to sign that they argued that the 25-year-old winner's pass disqualified her. Although Kefuentes, I don't know which way it's pronounced, rejected their claims. She said she's apparently on deferred education. Wait, adjudicated probation for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Shit. And probation for a misdemeanor driving while drunk, DUI. After the lawsuit was filed, the president and founder of the Miss America Latina Foundation or whatever announced that she would no longer be recognized as the winner. She has not had the proper credentials to hold such a title. She won the pageant June 11 and was supposed to represent Corpus Christi at a state competition in August. In a post on Facebook, she rejected the move to strip her of her crown and claimed she was mistreated. I was discriminated against, slandered, and judged in the harshest ways. But guess what? I am still the real winner. Keep that old title because I would rather not be involved with a program which allows bullying. That's not what I stand for. Other than when I had that deadly weapon I attacked that person with.
While I was drunk.
Wow, that's a different case. She wrote that the past will not define her and referred to herself as the Queen of Corpus Christi. I'm the people's champ, she added. I'm the people's choice. I'm a leader. I believe that people can make a mistake and move on from it. I'm a leader for all women who have gone through tough times and did not feel like a beauty queen. You know, on some real shit though, man, why can't you have been married or gone to jail?
Yeah, like I said, the thing that they signed, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if one of the stipulations is if you are like Miss America and not MRS America, that you cannot have been married. I don't know if that one, if that trying to find like that literally might be written in the contract. Like, you can't have been married in no period of
time. Well, no, I know it is. I'm saying, but why? Why is that part of the qualifications? It's just interesting. Because
people want to be Puritan. People, you know, it's one of the things where we want to keep you pure, you know. We want the illusion that you're a virgin, even though we know most of y'all fucking, but we still want to keep this illusion. So, nah, you can't, we can't know that a penis has been inside of you by you being married.
Yeah, well, Alvarez argued that Cifuentes' record doesn't disqualify her because deferred adjudication probation is not legally a conviction and divorced women are allowed to compete in the pageant. So it sounds like it was just hating.
I believe it.
They were able to tar and feather her and get her up out of there.
Yeah, somebody didn't win, got mad, and was like, well, what can I do to disqualify her because I didn't win?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. You mad.
I'm like you being married ain't got nothing to, like I could care less. Now the charges might be a whole nother thing, but you being married could care less.
Yeah, a Oklahoma repo man could face charges after he inadvertently kidnapped a one-year-old while he towed away the mother's car.
What?
Mm-hmm. You know, tow men, they show up and tow your car when you behind on payments and shit. He's a repo man.
Right. So the repo man was like, oh, it's a child of here. I'm going to tow it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Was the baby asleep or some shit?
I mean, the baby was in the car. I mean, I would hope the baby was asleep. I mean, we had to take his word for it.
Yeah. Was she doing something and not paying attention? And he was like, oh, yeah, it's the car. Let me roll off with it with the baby inside.
Yeah, the baby girl was still in the back seat. He towed the vehicle to a convenience store before realizing the baby was in the car. Authorities said surveillance video showed the mother had been out of the car for a few minutes when the driver took possession, so she left her baby in the car unoccupied. Detectives will determine if he's going to face charges.
Yeah, so he basically was trying to get away real quick and didn't even check the inside of the vehicle. Basically.
That's what repo men do. That's the dirty little secret of all this shit. They're basically like car thieves.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not
they quick and they fast and they don't care if your car is frontward, backward, sideways. If they find that bitch, it is going with them.
Yeah, they really can't help it. So it's just, you know, it is what it is. Like they are trying to steal your car while you sleep and shit because you owe money on it or something like that. And you know, that's why people park up the street around the block away from their house and shit, and
yeah, other family members' house and shit, right. Like that, right?
They do all kinds of shit to try to avoid this because, you know, they can't help themselves. They got to have that car, but
yeah,
you're behind on the payment. So the repo man basically, you know, shows up. You know, on TV they make it seem more like upstanding, but in real life they just show up
in the middle of the night. That's a very dangerous job because everybody ain't gonna be pleased. You come take my shit, you can just have it. But you know, everybody ain't gonna be like me.
Well, a lot of times they have guns and shit too.
They have to, man. People roll up on you, threaten your life. You ain't gonna take my shit. Yeah.
So, you know, it's like I said, I understand, but you know, you gotta check the back seat for a baby. I mean, I feel like that should be
the one time he fucked up.
Yeah, I feel like, you know,
he should be charged if nothing else for not being sure nothing was in the vehicle.
Yeah, like that should be like repo man 101, is that
right?
You don't,
no babies,
steal the baby.
You can take everything else in the car, but don't steal the baby
because it's clearly gonna, you about to catch a charge stealing the baby. It's
kidnapping.
It's really not good to do that.
And sound like he had followed her around. He was like, oh, that's her vehicle, I'm gonna take that shit as soon as this vehicle is not moving anymore. That's what that sound like.
All right, let's see what else happened. Dora the Explorer is a bully. A lawsuit claims that the child actress tried to pressure a classmate at the $40,000 a year school that she's enrolled in into smoking and call her a pussy when she refused. Now, I feel like, okay, here's the thing. That is bad, okay? You should not do that, okay?
So her and Diego are showing their asses? I don't understand.
Smoking, no smoking, okay? I understand.
You mean the little girl that plays the voice?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm about to say.
I mean, not a cartoon made a real girl get bullied, but the girl who plays a voice, her name is Fatima Patek, Tekek? I don't know, Tekek? Yeah, anyway, she's 15. And she voices the cartoon character. So apparently she lured a girl into the toilets and pressured her into smoking. And apparently she's being sued. Okay. The World School in Manhattan expelled the other girl, but only suspended Dora the Explorer. And the suit says inappropriate measures was because of Dora the Explorer's fame. And the parents want the $40,000 tuition fee refunded. And the school says Dora the Explorer blamed the other girl is blaming Dora the Explorer instead of owning up to her mistake. So I guess they was caught in there smoking together. And she's like, I got bullied into smoking. Like every bad dare film that you ever watched, they gonna make you smoke weed. Like, nigga, weed smoke itself, everybody wants to smoke weed.
Yeah,
the Chronic came out, that's what made people smoke weed. Nobody ever had to bully somebody into smoking some weed.
No, and they always made it seem like you were gonna be walking down the street and somebody was just gonna jump out the bushes or jump on the other side of the fence and be like, hey, smoke this. That never I couldn't even tell you today where to buy drugs.
Yeah, apparently she failed to take responsibility for her actions by blaming Dora the Explorer, and then she doctored an audio recording to avoid punishment, says the school division head Judith Fox. The goal of the disciplinary measures at Avenues New York is to restore a student to good citizenship by having a student be honest, own up to his or her mistakes, take responsibility for his or her actions, and focus on his or her own behavior, not the behavior of other students, she said. So we'll see, man. But Dora might be out here getting these motherfuckers high, dog. I don't know.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
I guess Robot Chicken was right.
What do you mean?
She didn't see Robot Chicken when they picked on Dora the Explorer. Oh, as she got older.
I forgot it. Now I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
They've done Dora several different ways, and they all blended together in my head right now. All right, let's see what else is going on. I guess we can get into white people news, right? Everybody's new favorite segment.
I know, right?
Kat Von D is in the news.
Who?
A white woman.
Okay.
She accuses her makeup artist Jeffree Star of being racist and a thief in an astonishing public spat. Said, I can no longer hold my tongue. Von D accused Star of being of not paying for a logo an artist friend created. She also said the makeup artist was a racist and a bully. She posted on social media that she was disassociating herself from his brand and his name. And she posted a 14-minute video on YouTube claiming credit for helping Star his makeup line and that she now regrets it. Star responded on Twitter claiming it was all lies and he hadn't spoken to Von D in a year. This is sad. What's wrong with white people, man? Why can't they get their shit together? You know, all this white on white. Just
white on white crime,
slander and violence in the media these days.
Mm-hmm. Y'all need to fix y'all community. Talk to y'all people.
Mm-hmm. It's sad to see, you know, people go downhill like this. Mm-hmm. Feel like Kat Von D, like, feel like she did something racist a long time ago. Feel like she was in the news for that.
She probably was.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that she said she made excuses for him for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, that says a lot, too. You know. Oh, yeah. Kat Von D says, I'm not a racist. Shout out to TMZ. Keeping receipts. I knew I heard her being racist before this.
TMZ be on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And another time, like, she took pictures for a photo shoot where it was, like, anti-Semitic. It was against Jews.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't forgot. Yeah, I remember this a long time ago. She used to date this dude that was like, I think he was either like on a tattoo show or a motorcycle show or some shit. She used to fuck with this white dude. But yeah, apparently she's taken racist pictures before. Yeah, I ain't got too much sympathy for her. Mm-mm. You know, you can try to run that by me. I'm not a racist. You hung out with a racist for years and you was cool with it till he didn't pay your friend. You took racist photos. You were cool with that, right? Mm-hmm. That was an okay day in your life. You thought that would be fine. So I mean, yeah, I can't get too upset with you, dog. I can't be on your behalf though. But you know, white people going white, dog. This, what about me? I'm the victim now. He didn't pay my friend. All them days he was joking about niggers, that was totally different. And other white people news. Alabaster goddess Lady Gaga is splitting up with her fiance Taylor Kennett of 5 years. I knew something was up because she was at the beach the other day and cakes was all out. I mean, you know,
yeah,
like,
because she been wrapping it up ever since, you know, she been going on TV and winning these awards. You know, she been kind of wrapping it up and she ain't been looking like beef jerky when she go to award shows.
Yeah, I was on the Daily Mail. That's where I get some of my white people news from. And on the Daily Mail, it has never been more obvious to me which celebrities call the paparazzi when they're about to do something. Because people always make it seem like, oh, paparazzi, they're just harassing these terrible people that are so invasive into your privacy.
Not all the time.
Until you see people that are clearly like, paparazzi, we're going to go to the beach in about 20 minutes. So if y'all could just show up and take a few pictures, thank you. Because some of these pictures, you're like, you pose for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, okay, you're bending over in front of the camera. Like, this isn't accidental. It's like, I got to get some buzz going. And this will help me to, you know, and you can tell because some of the times they're not doing anything, but the article has to say something sensationalistic about it to make people click on it. So it's like, she dares to bear it all with a skinny midriff. And you're like, did you just say she bared it all because she showed 5 inches of her stomach?
Come on.
You know, it's like, you know, she shows her gams that go a mile long. You're
not
like,
the gams.
She just wore shorts. Nothing. She wasn't doing anything sexy here. She just wore some shorts. But, yeah, they've called it off. They met on her, set of her music video, You and I, back in 2011. He popped a question, Valentine's Day 2015. But they never set a date. That's not good. He said back in January he was leaving it up to her. So I guess she left it up to the gods and gave that ring back. Mm-hmm. She was pictured without her engagement ring last week on Taylor's birthday. Sources blame the pressure of the pair's careers, which both regularly had them away from home. But yeah, apparently it's a wrap for them. So sad news. You know, white people just can't make their marriages last these days. Mm-mm. White love, whatever happened to white love?
I don't know.
In a follow-up to yesterday's white people news, Tara Reid laughed off the on-air spat with radio host Jenny McCarthy, admitting that she thought her crazy interview questions were just a publicity stunt. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. She's 40 years old. She took part in an interview with the radio host on Friday, which ended abruptly. We all heard it.
Mm-mm. That, honey, that room was pitch black dark with all that shade. Couldn't nobody see.
Mm-hmm. She said she was confused that Jenny only wanted to focus on plastic surgery and not her movie Sharknado 4. She said she's not really sure what happened, but that the conflict arose after the host kept going off topic. So
off topic, even though she started talking to somebody else in the middle of the interview.
Now, what's funny is during this interview, she didn't say nothing. She wasn't like, why you keep asking me about the other interview? I'm leaving.
All right.
Good luck on Sharknado 18. What, bitch? Good luck on your marriage too.
What about them wobbly knees?
Yeah, your wobbly ass knees. What about your wobbly breasts? We go to the same doctor. Damn, that was some good shade yesterday.
Yes, hope you stay married.
Speaking of white people not being able to make it,
I'm gonna start using that shade. I'm looking for, hope you stay married. I ain't married, it don't matter. Hope you stay married.
Mm-hmm. Good luck on Sharknado 18. It's over. Joshua Jackson and Diane Kruger announced a split following a decade-long romance just a few days after her 40th birthday. Oh, Joshua. They were last.
No idea who either of these people are.
The white people, Karen. This is white people news. Okay. If you don't understand, just say white people and we'll keep moving. Okay?
My bad.
So yeah, it's one day after her 40th birthday. So happy birthday. They decide to separate and remain friends. White people get divorced and they like call the news and be like, nah, everything is cool, but you might not see us together anymore, guys. Just thought you'd give the news heads up. Could you pass this on to everyone else that we getting a divorce? I feel like black couples get divorced and they just start showing up places with other people. You like, oh shit, I don't think they together no more.
Right.
Like 6 months later, you like, oh shit, they got divorced.
Mm-hmm. They was quick. They must have paid the extra money to expedite it.
Yeah. The pair have been plagued by rumors of relationship problems in the recent month. Diane started dating Josh, 38 years old, after she split from her husband of 5 years, French director Guillaume Canet. In March, Diane revealed she had moved to New York to be with Joshua while he was appearing off Broadway playing to play Smart People, but admitted that she was unsure about tying the knot again. After she would consider marrying again, she said, "Welcome to my dilemma." You know what's funny is, like, they was doing all right, and then she moved to be closer to him, and he was like, I'm gonna need to, we need to see other people. This, I didn't know you were gonna be around.
Oh, because he was already seeing other people?
Maybe. I don't want to speculate, Karen. Look at you, just speculating. Mm-mm-mm. I didn't even say that. That's all on you.
Oh, it's like, okay, I'm around you all the time, now you getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen too.
You know, white people have a hard time staying married when they rich. You know, they not like us. You know, black people get rich and stay, Jada and Will, they just together forever. Beyonce and Jay-Z, she said she'll kill that nigga before she let him leave. Like, it's just a different reality. You know, white people just conscious of a couple all the time. Maybe it's even healthier. I don't know.
It might be.
I don't know. All I know is that they...
If it wasn't frowned upon.
Mm-hmm. They constantly making you aware of the papers. Just, hey, we didn't make it, y'all. I hope you're not going to be too sad, but we getting divorced. Britain's highest profile atheist, Richard Dawkins, announced that he's ending his 24-year marriage to Doctor Who actress Lala Ward. That's right. He couldn't make it, y'all. Mm. Yeah. She should have known, though, when they took their wedding vows and he wouldn't say the part about God. She should have known. You know? She's like, wait a minute. Fingers crossed.
She gonna be all right. She the doctor in a relationship.
See, the Doctor Who actress. So she's not Doctor Who. She like his assistant. Nurse Who.
Oh, she Nurse Who?
Yeah, the doctors are all white men so far.
Oh, they haven't had any women?
They haven't had a woman or a person of color. Yeah, I don't even watch Doctor Who and I know that. Oh, I don't know if terrible. I'll ever watch it. Let me know when they get a nigga Doctor Who and then I'm gonna fuck with it.
Yeah, that'll be the time I watch it.
Yeah, let me know when Idris doing that shit. Then I'm gonna show up like, oh, hold up now, science fiction?
Right.
The UK's highest profile atheist Richard Dawkins and his actress wife Lala Ward have confirmed they have separated after 24 years of marriage. Professor Dawkins, who suffered a minor stroke earlier this year, and the 65-year-old former Doctor Who star, said the split was amicable. The pair, who have been unable to have children, are understood to be living at their $3 million home in Oxford, where Miss Ward has illustrated some of her husband's work and remain friends. They released a joint statement which said, "Our marriage, like everyone's, is a private matter. We are not prepared to share any details. Suffice to say, it is true that we recently separated entirely amicably. Obviously, this remains a difficult time, one which we simply will not discuss any further publicly. We would, however, like to stress that we shall always be friends and that we will, of course, continue to work together." How come nobody ever releases a statement like, "We are getting divorced and fuck that nigga, you cheating motherfucker"? Like, how come nobody ever does that?
No, they don't do that. They do that in court.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but why not release a statement? Like, all the statements are all like, "It was a conscious uncoupling."
Oh, because they don't write it. That's why they're public relationships mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm.
People write that, because if they wrote that, oh, it'd be all kinds of emojis and clapping hands and shit. Mm-hmm. But they don't write those.
Well, I would have, if it ever happened to me, I'm just letting you know, I'm releasing a statement, putting all your business in the streets.
Oh Lord.
She was cheating, y'all. Why? What did I do wrong? Lord Jesus, Lord, Lord. That's gonna be all of my statement too. Read it just like this. Read it just like I said it.
You gonna pay somebody to act it out?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get a dramatic reading.
Somebody, they gonna come on. They gonna listen to the podcast. That's gonna be the whole podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get to some other news. Real quick. Let me see. Where's my segment news music? Boom, 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 boom. Come on now. Take your time. All right, let's do some fucking with black people. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we go all around the globe and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with as black people. Today's contestants, the chat room. All right. Let's see who's fucking with us today. Oh, wait. No, wait. Today's contestants, everybody. I forgot it's not the chat room. Leslie Jones got racially harassed on Twitter after Ghostbusters came out, and what it seems to be a targeted move by a lot of haters and,
of course, a lot racist of Gamergate dudes.
Yeah, and she seems to have quit Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I follow her.
Yeah, I think she just I don't think she deleted her account, but she's like, I'm not gonna be here for this.
And we've talked about this before, and what's so fucked up about it is that the people who invented Twitter don't know how that fucking platform works. They don't understand the concept of their platform. They don't understand how it works, and they're white males in general. And so, you know, we've read articles where one, you know, a handful of people come at them and they be like, well, I'm being bullied. Well, dog, what happened to the people, the thousands of people that's bullying them? You know, the only time you care is when it's white celebrities. You know, when it's people of color, women of color, particularly Latino women, of color, black men, you know, who are harassed. When we tell you that fucking racists that constantly make these goddamn eggs harass us, that shit is fucking ignored. It's like the way the platform is set up, and it's like, and this is, and my thing, I think, is a separation. When people first start off, you're not following a lot of people not following you, but as you tweet and as you get into it and as more people begin to know and you begin to get retweets and things begin to spread out and things like that, as you begin to do the platform for longer, you're gonna have people just randomly jump into your mentions and just start harassing you, and that's something that they need to address. They need to address and kick these people, permanently kick these people off platforms. You know, I don't know how you can do that, but there needs to be a data list or something where, because I don't think people should be allowed to do this. And my thing is this: if she was a white woman, something would have been done. Honestly,
yeah. Well, some, I think they actually like said to DM them and they would figure something out, but honestly, a lot of this is the problem of the platform.
Right.
They just simply do not think about the experiences outside of white people's experience. Because white people just get to have a different experience on social media for the most part. That's why they're always so fucking shocked when they say something racist and the clapback happens. They always are like, wow, you know, there's people take the internet too serious. I'm the real victim here, because they have no fucking idea what it's like to be a black person that talks about these things, because you're the one getting harassed. You know, you're going to get death threats. You're going to get rape threats. You're going to get assault threats on a daily basis if you continue to talk about things like race and whatnot. Meanwhile, they're not on the receiving end of those things for the most part. Even when they fuck up, the most thing they get is people being like, I hope you lose your job and shit like that. It's still a very nice interaction, and even if it's something that they incited, you know, with their speech. So what's funny is this movie has a lot of actors in it. They targeted the black woman.
Right.
This is one of the reasons from jump I've been maybe even overly defensive of Leslie Jones to some people's opinion, but I've always been kind of defensive of her, because when she was first announced to get this part, I saw people go in on her that were black, mm-hmm. and they weren't going in on her because of the way they felt about her comedy, it was like her look, right, the way she acts,
speaks,
the way she speaks, they were going in on that as if, right, that was an act, as if she basically should not have gotten this part as far as they're concerned. And because, you know, to a certain extent,
she wasn't the right type of black.
Right. She didn't have, if she would have been lighter skinned, if she would have been a daintier woman, if she would have been
a smaller woman.
Right. If she would have had the right type of natural hair, there's a lot of people that would have gave her a pass, but I saw them calling her coon and calling her all kinds of, you know, animals and shit like that.
Right.
You know, there was a post written not too long ago about her state, I think a State Farm commercial or Allstate commercial, where they said she was manly and all this shit. I'm never going to be okay with that. And it doesn't matter who says it. You can be a black woman and say it, I still think you're wrong and you're fucking up. It doesn't, if you have a problem with her comedy, comedy is subjective. I can tell you some things that, you know, in my opinion, I feel like her comedy is very smart and subversive, and you might feel like it's fucking just stupid and anti-black. I can hear that. I can hear that discussion. But what I don't want to hear is people trying to defend the idea of calling her a monkey and a coon and all that shit, because that's wrong, and it's wrong no matter who you are.
Right. And I think the thing that really irritate me about a lot of these people, you're fucking pro-black. Everything about you is blackity black 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 blackity black 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 pro-black pro-black pro-black, until it's a fucking black you don't like, and then it's a problem. Are you pro-black, right, or not?
Yeah, it's either love all of us or don't, or you don't love us,
right?
Because you can't just pick and choose who the fuck you love, because when you run up in her mentions based on the casting of a fucking movie where she's just playing a role in a part, that's on you. That's on you, you know? So at any rate, that was the reason I kind of did. I was like, yo, people need to chill out on this. Like, I get people being like, I don't like this movie. Hey, there's writers who wrote this movie. There's like, they're on Twitter. Feig is on Twitter. Like, y'all can go get in there and be like, y'all wrote this role and I don't like the way you wrote this role.
Right.
Y'all only have one black person in this fucking movie. I don't like that shit. What you don't do is hop in a black woman's mentions and add to the fucking problem, in my opinion, because right on the other side of that is a bunch of racist ass white people that couldn't wait to get up in her mentions as well. And I don't care if it's like, yeah, people feel badly about that or don't give a fuck. Cool. Just, you know, block me then. Fuck it. We don't have to be friends. Like, it's, but you allowing that under the auspices of being pro-black is some bullshit.
Right.
You know, some people have listened to this show and they've heard us talk about it, and some people see us talk about it on social media, and there's been a few people that have like kind of come around and been like, yo, you know what? I was kind of being that way towards her and didn't realize it. And shout out to y'all. I'm glad people did come around. I'm glad some people learned, but I saw black people yesterday still doing it, you know, because definitely not everybody learned this. Definitely not everybody coming around. Some black people were still calling her gorilla and ape and shit yesterday. It's just so fucking disheartening to see that. And specifically because she's a black woman, because they weren't going after the other women in the film like this. They weren't talking about their looks. Every woman in that film, other than the one who played Holtzman, the Holtzman's character, like, none of the characters are played for the male POV as far,
right,
as like
male gaze,
trying to be sexy and whatnot,
right.
But what was so funny is that they didn't harass any of these women who are all like over 40, except for the one who played Holtzman, who weren't trying to be sexy. They harassed Leslie. So it's disheartening, man. You know, another person that, you know, kind of got run off of Twitter because they have a horrible platform when it comes to harassment. They seem to have no policies and they don't seem to want to fix anything.
Right. And then they be like, well, yeah, how can somebody with hundreds of thousands of millions of people leave the platform? Because when they leave the platform, it matters.
Right.
You know, and, you know, everybody panics when you have, you know, somebody that's like, people come on Twitter just to see them tweet. They leave. And it's like, well, dog, your platform needs to change. And the sad part about it, people tell you this, but you ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. That got to go. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Tiny spider alert, y'all. Got a tiny spider in the house, y'all. Karen is going to get some bug spray. Oh, hell. Y'all about to see a murder live on the air. It just turned into a bug snuff film. Anyway, next story. A man discovers burnt Mississippi state flag and racial graffiti in front of his Pascagoula home. Wait, this from last year. We covered this. How did that get in there? Shout out to whoever sent me a year old article like it was new. That's not news. All right. Let's go to this one instead. Don Lemon. All right, everyone, calm down. Sit down. Okay. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. It's fucking with black people. All right. The last one got 100. Obviously, they ran Leslie off the Twitter. That's horrible. Don Lemon and Sheriff David Clark. Okay. All right. I understand why you want to turn it off. Take your hand off the power button. All right. They got into it on CNN, guys. It was pretty bad.
Our breaking news tonight, 3 officers dead, 3 wounded in Baton Rouge. A really tough day for Baton Rouge and for the country, really. Here to talk about how to keep our police safe is Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He is going to be speaking at the Republican convention tomorrow night. Sheriff, thank you very much for that horrific day. I spoke to the heads of the sheriff department, the police department, and the state police down there, and they told us how their hearts were reeling. Their message is peace and coming together in the country. What's your message?
You don't believe that for 1 minute, do you?
That their message is?
Yeah.
That's what they said to me.
Okay.
Yeah, believe them. Of
course. Any protests over the deaths of these cops today in Baton Rouge?
I don't know that.
Any riots or protests over the police officers in Dallas, Texas?
What are you asking?
It's a pretty simple question.
Donald was like, the fuck does this mean? My question was, what is your message? And you already are like, why they ain't marching in the streets for these dead officers?
I asked you if what's your message to the people. Their message is one of peace. What is your message?
My message has been clear from day one, 2 years ago. This anti-cop sentiment from this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter has fueled this rage against the American police officer. I predicted this 2 years ago. So do I want to know?
With all due respect, do you know that this was because of that?
Yes, I do.
As a law enforcement officer?
I've been watching this for 2 years. I predicted this. This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officer. I want to know, with all of the black-on-black violence in the United States of America, by the way, when the tragedies happened in Louisiana and Minnesota, do you know that 21 black people were murdered across the United States?
Was there any reporting on that? There was a black officer who was killed today. Sheriff, please, let's just keep the volume down. So I understand,
I'm looking at three dead cops this week, Sheriff, and I'm looking at 5 last year. Are you trying to tell me to keep it down?
Just please. We can keep it civil. So because the message to people at home, I'm sure you want, is one of civility.
I wish you had that message of civility toward this hateful ideology, these purveyors of hate.
What my message is.
What I want to say to you is.
Don Lemon, like, if you would just shut the fuck up, I would hate them too. Just. Please, I want to tell you they lives don't matter. You're stealing my thunder.
These
are you going to get a word
and
in?
Virtue
we'll be right
in the
back.
Name
We're
of
gonna go to
break, hate.
And we'll be right back. Are you going to let me talk? Back now live with Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. We're here live in Cleveland. You're set to speak tomorrow night. And again, all I want to do is have a conversation. I can't have a conversation with you if we're both talking at the same time. What it sounds like to me is that you're accusing me of violence and supporting something, a narrative that I'm not necessarily in support of. And if that's what you're accusing me of violence, then you can leave. That's not true. I don't support violence of any type against police officers, against anyone. So if you're accusing me of that, then you're welcome to leave. But if you want to have a conversation, I am more than willing to welcome a conversation with you. I don't disagree with you about there is a narrative across the country that could be harming police officers. But we don't know right now, as someone who's in law enforcement, if that was the actual cause of it. Go ahead.
This is one of the big problems with cable news and these conversations in general. Even with two black men having this conversation, there always has to be deference given to the white view, the ignorant point of view, the racist point of view. There always has to be this consideration given. So you can't just be like, that's not Black Lives Matter platform. That's not Black protesters platform. These people are acting out of their own volition. The same way that when someone shoots up Pulse nightclub, you don't say that's affiliated with somebody else. Like we just go, that person was not good. You know what I mean? Something was wrong with him.
White folks are allowed to be individuals.
Right. When Dylan Roof shoots up a church, we don't connect that in the mainstream media to the KKK and the hate groups and the places that the forums that he frequented and things of this nature. We don't even sit up there and try to make that connection. We just go, he was a crazy person that killed 9 people for no reason, and we'll never know why. We'll never understand. Nothing in America made him that way. He just was that way. Yet when this happened, they can't wait to blame Black Lives Matter. And even Don Lemon is conceding, like, yep, there's a thing in the country that's happening. And it's like, why couldn't the thing that's happening be the fact that police were killing Black people first? Why is the thing gotta be people start protesting? Because at none of these protests are they like, and now let's go kill some cops.
And my thing is this. Yes, I'm about to say yes. People are dumb enough to think people are protesting for nothing. Like, it's like.
Yeah, but so, this is the news, quote unquote. Your job is not to go out there and be like, well, some people think they protesting for nothing. Let me not do my job.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have a responsibility too. You suppose, as a news person, you're supposed to be like, well, that's not what they're saying. Here's a person from their movement talking. Here's what they say they're about, right? Instead, it's just kind of like, well, what'll get us clicks and ratings?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Do we know that generally the American law enforcement officers are racist? Do we know this?
Go on.
I asked a question.
Do I know American general law enforcement are racist? Yeah. I don't think anyone is accusing. If you're insinuating that people are accusing or saying that law enforcement across this country as a whole are racist, then your assumption is wrong.
First of all,
he's fucking insane.
I don't even know that assumption is wrong. They are definitely patterns of racism throughout that law enforcement.
Yes.
And the results are always racially biased. Even that one study that people keep quoting, that I don't know why they didn't quote the 7 studies before that, but the one study that's like everything is racist except for when they kill people, that still proves the fucking police are racist. It's like, except for when they kill people. Well, let's look at the other 7 studies that prove that when they kill people, it's also racist. Huh. What is the message here? Even the nice study says, y'all niggas racist. So yeah, cops are racist in mass. Individually, they might not be.
Right.
But the application of the law, the justice system, quote unquote, the penal system is definitely racist. Because if not, then you just believe that Black people are more prone to criminality on some like DNA level shit.
Aren't we?
Which is also, guess what? Racist.
Anti-police rhetoric. It's based on a lie. There is no data, and you know this, there is no data, there is no research that proves any of that nonsense.
This is why cable news is also a joke. Mm-hmm. Don Lim has done no research.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he just let the guests say whatever they want to keep going to the next commercial, because there is data that proves that it's racist.
None. Even
you'd have to be more specific about what data and what nonsense we're talking about.
That law enforcement officers treat Black males different than white males in policing in these urban
centers.
There
is data that supports.
There is not data.
The president spoke about it. Cedric Alexander, who is a law
enforcement officer. The president has been lying about it. He said it again.
Pause this. How can you be this dumb and in a position of authority? Like, he's a fucking idiot. And this is what happened when you have people that just debunk facts.
Right. Not even debunk. Just
they
lie.
Don't want to believe it. Right.
The president lying, everybody lying, but me. I'm the only one that's not lying. Y'all niggas some lies, okay? Y'all niggas, why y'all keep lying on the cops, man? We ain't done nothing but good for y'all, okay? We just happen to have a slight issue killing y'all. Other than that.
Yeah, and I think it's this thing going around. I forgot. I heard of some of my podcasts that were talking about. I think people are just ignorant and proud of being ignorant and just like, I'm going to be ignorant and there's nothing you can do to stop me from being ignorant.
Yeah.
The other day when he said black males are 2 times more likely to be shot by a law enforcement officer than white males. Don, that is a lie.
That is not a lie.
It is a lie. Yeah. Show me.
Research.
Show
that,
me.
The research show that, it we to me have, that we have.
Now take your time out from the show. We are live on the air.
Right.
And show me the research. He knows he can't physically do that at this moment. So that's his tactic to avoid the discussion. Remember, all this started with what? A question. What is your message after this, in the wake of this tragedy, what is your message to America?
He doesn't fucking have one, so now you waste the time.
He's one note.
Right. Just,
I have to blame Black Lives Matter, the black protest movement. I have to blame all that.
Right, and even if Don turned around and showed him the piece of paper, it wouldn't matter, because she's not going to believe him.
He'd be like, what are these words and letters? None of it makes sense to me. I can't read. I just put an X. Well, Massa tell me to sign. Anyway, 0 to 100, Karen.
200, 100 for them both.
100 for me as well. There you guys go. All right. Jefferson fires an employee who says she's sick and tired of all this bullshit with the black people. Thomas Jefferson University Hospital fired an employee this week who apparently felt so sick and tired of all this bullshit with the black people that she took to social media to let people know about it. Bullshit with the black people, y'all. That could have been the name of this podcast. If I could go back in time, I think I would call this show Bullshit with the Black People. That's all we doing. Come bullshit with us, y'all. Diane Amoratis, her Facebook post written in response to an anti-police brutality protest last week during the demonstrations, during which demonstrators marched on the 24th and 25th district headquarters of Whitaker Avenue near Erie. It went viral after she posted it. She praised the police in her post, adding, especially the officer who stood there while that fat braided hair piece of shit troublemaker ran it so despicably in your face. You, sir, you deserve a medal for letting her continue to make an ass of herself and showing what a low life she really is. And you were strong. She continued later in the post, blacks kill each other every day, all day long, and it's okay with them. Why not protest when Jamal kills Khalif? ? Well, I am white and proud to be white. White lives matter. Police officers' lives matter. She then offered some advice. Keep your circus in your own neighborhood. Get a life, an honest job, and raise your kids to be productive citizens. She closed out her post writing, I'm sick and tired of all the bullshit with the black people. If you don't like my post, then delete me as your friend.
And delete that job, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because guarantee you some of your coworkers are black, supervisors, peers.
It was shared hundreds of times by people who expressed shock and outrage and identified her as a nurse at Jefferson University Hospital.
Come on now.
A rumor that a spokeswoman for the hospital later denied, saying that she was not a nurse. They later called on Jefferson to fire Amoratis, some questioning how they could trust the hospital after having hearing such vitriol from a employee.
Right.
She responded on Wednesday, releasing two separate statements, one acknowledging the employee's inappropriate and inflammatory comments posted on social media, and a second saying the employee, whom they did not identify either in either post, had been let go.
Right, because if I was a patient, you fucking might try to kill me. I don't know.
Hold up now. Did you notice the jig, though? They said she didn't work there.
Right, so they lied.
Mm-hmm. Then when that pressure got on, they was like, okay, she worked here. We fired her, y'all, please.
Yeah, because they didn't want them problems.
Hate speech of any kind is unacceptable at Jefferson and is not consistent with our values, policies, and culture of inclusiveness, dignity, and respect. We continue to build here, read a statement posted on Jefferson's Facebook page by President CEO Stephen Klaskow and Chief Resource Officer Jeffrey Stevens.
You're right, and it's one of those things where they lied thinking that she would disappear. And people's like, nope, fuck you. We know she worked there. You know she worked there. Quit your goddamn lie. The bitch needs to be fired.
Her Facebook page has since been deleted.
The whole page?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When people comment on the post about the an employee's decision to post inflammatory comments on social media is an unfortunate choice and one that is not tolerated at Jefferson, people commented on that post and said, hey, had they been fired? And they said Stevens confirmed that the employee was no longer with the hospital.
Right, because people going to, because every day, yeah, because the thing is you better fire, because if not, people's going to be standing in front of your hospital every fucking day until that woman was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all do know people know where this location is. They'll be like, this bitch coming to work. Mm-mm, not her.
One of the things you don't want to do is talk shit about a group of people that are already organizing.
Right.
Because, like, they got the time and they got the organization to find your ass and get you fired. Another thing, in the age of the internet, man, it don't take much. Mm-mm. You know, we watch what they tried to do to Olivia. Like, it just, like, and that wasn't even, that was just over a kid getting eaten by an alligator. Like, these motherfuckers are out here talking about white lives matter and these black people are disgusting and shit. And it's like, yeah, that's way worse. And you might lose your job over this shit. You can get your job lost for talking shit about Pokemon Go. Like,
right. And
it don't take much now.
And my thing is this, you work at a fucking hospital and everybody in there ain't white dog.
Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to trust you gonna take care of me?
That's my whole fucking point. How am I supposed to trust you, ma'am? How?
When I show up in my Black Lives Matter tee, you gonna treat me? Anyway, 0 to 100, Karen. I would say 100 for me as well.
Yeah, she get a growling 100.
All right, let's see if we can get into some Guess the Race. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, the chat room, to guess the race. And the chat room is racist. All right. And, of course, Guess the Race is brought to you by Loot Crate. Mm-hmm. Loot Crate is trying to hook y'all up, okay? It's a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items that include pop culture gear. Mm-hmm. For less than $20 a month, they will send you 6 to 8 items from like shirts to one of a kind collector's items, comic books, all kinds of things. And they also give you a nice little pin and a monthly t-shirt. This month, July, is the theme is futuristic, which means you're gonna have franchises like Rick and Morty, Futurama, Bite My Shiny Metal Ass, Star Trek, to boldly go where no man has gone before. I guess Rick and Morty, the motto would be Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. Mega Man, Valiant Comics, a bunch of stuff. They're just gonna be hooking people up, man. Loot Crate says you gotta find your way to lootcrate.com/TVGWT by 9 p.m. Pacific time tonight, the 19th. So, like, if you listening to this in the morning, you're fucked up.
Yeah,
all right,
you did.
You gotta wait till next month. Enter code TBGWT and you can get $3 off of any new subscription. That's lootcrate.com/TBGWT, code TBGWT. All right, let's see, who do we want to do? Whose story? Let's do an old story. I don't know. Family says a woman died after her visit to the dentist. Well, damn, that's not good. Never thought to
feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
You'll be a dentist.
Be a dentist.
She went to the dentist to have her teeth pulled, but passed away shortly after the procedure. And now her grieving family wants answers.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't understand how she walked out happy and fine and then just died all of a sudden. Said Amber Waddell.
She went to the dentist to have her teeth pulled, but passed away shortly after the procedure.
Now her grieving family wants answers. Fox 2's Amy Lane with the story.
I just couldn't understand how she walked out the door happy and fine and just died all of a sudden.
Amber Waddell wants answers. Friday, her mother left home for a dental procedure and never came back. 46-year-old April Walters suffered from sarcoidosis, asthma, COPD, high blood pressure, diabetes. She was on oxygen. She wasn't in good health, but she had been cleared by her doctor to have her teeth pulled because of an infection. Her sister, Crystal Cutright, took her to Dr. Raina Raban at Southfield Dental Care Friday at 10 a.m. But the medical assistant who took her vitals seemed concerned.
Heart rate was still 130. The dentist came ready to do the procedure. The dental assistant says, I'm waiting for her heart rate to slow down. The dentist said, we're fine. And the procedure starts.
April had anxiety. She was nervous. She had been turned away before because of an elevated heart rate, but not this time. After 16 of 18 teeth had been pulled, the dentist told her they would stop for the day.
She was talking to April. She said, ma'am, I think you need to go to the doctor and get your heart checked on.
Crystal says the dentist left to see another patient, but came back.
Maybe 5 or 10 minutes later, he was like, yeah, ma'am, like when you leave here, you probably should take her to the doctor and get that checked out because the heart rate's kind of high.
Chris was starting to worry, trying to get her sister and her oxygen tanks to the car. Her husband helped get April into the back seat, but then trouble.
She says, I can't breathe.
Crystal thought her oxygen tanks had run out. She ran back inside for help. She says the staff came out with more oxygen, but nobody seemed to know CPR.
They didn't do no CPR or nothing. They was just rubbing her chest. When the dentist came out, she started yelling, like, I told you to take her to the hospital. And so I yelled back at her, I have to get her in the car in order for that to happen.
Instead, an ambulance was called, but April could not be saved. Now the family just wants to know what happened. The results of an autopsy are pending.
A 46-year-old woman should not die in a parking lot of a dentist's office.
Although we were not able to speak with April's dentist, Southfield Dental Care tells us an investigation is underway.
We feel deeply for what happened and you know, just our hearts go out to them and our thoughts and prayers are with them.
Our hearts go out to the family and our prayers, as Caroline mentioned, and we're looking into everything that happened that day.
In Southfield, Amy Lang, Fox 2 News.
All right, guys, guess the race of this lady who died. Guess the race of April Walters. All right, let's check the chat room. Steve, all right, dental decay is real. Okay, that's not race. Black lady giving a bar, living on borrowed time. I'm surprised she made it to the initial appointment. Black blood pressure higher than her credit score. Black. Aww. High blood pressure and the sugar. Black teeth, brown skin. Black once again. Black lives don't quite matter. Black. Aww. Melania stole this woman's speech. Black. But the correct answer is black. I don't think anybody missed it, did they?
No, and I tell you one thing. The whole situation was fucked up. That woman should have never had that surgery. Not with blood pressure that high.
Yeah, it seemed like everything was messed up.
Right, that is a classic fucking lawsuit. Like, they literally set themselves up to be sued.
Yeah, she clearly was already struggling with health in the first place.
And so. She had 16 or 18 teeth removed, dog.
18, like, for real? Like, how's that legal?
I had 4 wisdom teeth removed.
Like, was fucking, like, really was Steve Martin the dentist?
You I'm trying know? To tell you.
All right, let's, let me, start a new session so that we don't go over here.
Okay.
So give me 1 second to do that. Oh, cool. Now we can add 2-hour sessions. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Let's see. What is today? What is 9:30? All right, create session, and I'll invite everybody over.
Mm-hmm.
I did it just for you, ain't just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Call y'all over. Pray to go live.
I don't care what nobody said. That plant was in the background.
What plant?
Feed Miss Seymour.
What was wrong with you?
They probably tossed her the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Let me toss the plant to teeth.
Feed me.
Feed me.
The boy still looks like Clint. Like, the plant still looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to another one. A New York City man has been sentenced for assaulting a woman who didn't thank him for holding the door open.
Oh.
Are you okay, sis?
Oh.
Last March, Daryl Gilliard assaulted a pregnant 22-year-old woman after she didn't thank him for opening the door for her.
You T-painted again.
Oh, damn it. Give me a second. I need to invite you on screen anyway.
Cool.
My bad, y'all. I don't know what's going on with this.
Somebody say you sound like you're in love with the strippers. I'm in love with the strippers. Hey!
Here's some songs, some music until we get back.
I've been low, I've been high, I've been sold all my life. I've got nothing left to pay, I've got nothing left to say. I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white. I'm in love,
but I'm still sad.
I found peace, but I'm not glad. All my night.
Alright, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Who was that?
That was Michael Kiwanuka. Kiwanuka. He has an album called Love and Hate.
I like that.
And that's
that.
Black Man in the White World. So yeah, he, Daryl Gilliard, assaulted a pregnant 22-year-old woman after she didn't thank him for opening the door for her. Lakia Walker, the woman who was assaulted, was 10 weeks pregnant at the time.
Oh.
And working for the New York City Housing Authority. She was attacked while working at the Chelsea Homes where Gilliard lived. Gilliard threw coffee in Walker's face and choked her. On Tuesday, in the courtroom, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. His sentence was part of a plea deal for second-degree assault and also includes 5 years probation. So, guess the race of Mr. Daryl Gilliard, who choked a woman, a pregnant woman, choked, threw coffee in her face
because
she didn't thank him for holding the door open.
Right, because, yeah. It's
masculine and so fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, that villain tag is valid. I.e., not. Oh wait, that's not. Angry Negro. Sadly, believed her and that baby had too much alkaline in their system to thank him. The most amazing part is that he did this without dropping his fedora. White, black man, white cave monster, a king that set this stuck up female straight, brother. This is the black on black crime the Blue Lives Matter crowd is talking about. Black.
Oh.
Snowman. Why do black women only date thugs? White. Black. Black. All right. The correct answer is he was black. Some people did miss it. And this is what he looks like here, guys. Mm-mm-mm. You wouldn't be able to tell him from just any other ashy ass Twitter nigga. That's just if they all just had a uniform, maybe like a fitted New York cap or something. I don't know what they wear, but
just something so they could be identified.
You know, keep his elbow showing at all times so you could tell he's ashy. Maybe.
Oh, that's 3 degrees of ash. Mm-mm.
Right. Mm-mm. Oh, that he hasn't. Oh, he lives in his mom's basement. I can tell.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, no, that's dried ash. You know, after shower ash, I could deal with that, but not that. That's some deep ash.
Mm-hmm.
I can write my name. No, thank you.
All right, let's go to the bonus round, guys. The double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right, double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race. So far, we're all over the place, but it's now a bonus round and things are going to heat up. Let's see how people do. A toddler died from meningitis after anti-vax parents treated him with maple syrup instead of medicine.
What's Stavico Fijian meningitis? I don't know how this goes. I don't know.
Sweeten it up.
I guess everything wasn't sweet, Karen. Two Mormon parents who own a nutritional supplement company are accused of letting their toddler son die from meningitis because they tried to treat him with home remedies instead of medicine. David and Colette Stefan have pleaded not guilty to charges that they failed to provide necessities of life to their 19-month-old child, Ezekiel. Wait, can I play this? Let me see.
Two Mormon parents who own a nutritional supplement company are accused of letting their toddler son die from meningitis because they tried to treat him with home remedies instead of medicine. David and Colette Stefan have pleaded not guilty to charges that they failed to provide the necessities of life to their 19-month-old son Ezekiel, reported CBC News. Colette Stefan, 35, told police that a friend told the couple that their son had meningitis, inflammation caused by an infection of the fluid surrounding the brain and spinal cord. They finally fed the boy, who was becoming stiff and lethargic after 2 weeks of illness. A mixture of apple cider vinegar, horseradish root, hot peppers, onion, garlic, and ginger root. Empower Plus, which is basically a mixture of vitamins and minerals, was developed by True Hope, a company founded by David Stevens' property manager father, Anthony Stephen, and his salesman friend, David Hardy.
All right, guys, guess the race of these two parents. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. White, black people not wasting no good maple syrup, especially if it's name brand. That's true. Oh. The doctor could be a Robitussin, but it can't be no damn Aunt Jemima. Mm-mm. They put some seasoning into that injection that they never put into their Thanksgiving dinner, white. Oh, shit. white black family would have used that Tussin. Trying to make America great again with the plague, white. Maple syrup is expensive. This is white, folks. Mrs. Butterworth, truthers, white. White. White people living off the grid. Treat that little Bama like a pancake, vegan, white. White as hell. The correct answer is, and everybody got it, they were white mm-hmm. as hell. And if you want to see what they look like, let me go to the where did this go? Okay, I can't even show y'all what they look like. It just,
oh shit!
It won't let me bring it up at the moment. But yeah, they was definitely white. Oh, there it is. Go. Okay, I just need to go back over there. This is them guys. Yep. Maple syrup instead of medicine.
Yeah, they need to be charged.
Because, hey, we own our own nutrition supplement company. Now that makes you wonder, are them supplements any good? You ain't just put some cayenne pepper in here. Spice up these vitamin B pills.
Spice up that brain.
Mm-hmm. You be good right there, man. You be fine. A fight breaks out at a restaurant. After police officers debate who runs faster.
Oh, okay.
An officer with the Atlanta Police Department has now been placed on administrative leave and another has resigned following a fight at a restaurant over which officer will be faster in a foot race. The incident took place March 18th around 5 a.m. at the R. Thomas restaurant at Peachtree Street, Atlanta. The officers identified as Stephen Green and Joseph Tyer met with each other with other members of the high intensity traffic team when they began to dispute which officer was the fastest runner. Tyler allegedly became upset and told Green that he was going to punch him in the face. The dispute carried outside and a physical fight ensued. Other officers broke up the fight. It was also alleged that Tyre pulled a gun, but no shots were fired. Officer Green was placed on administrative leave and Tyre resigned his position. Yeah, that's pretty dangerous, pulling your gun out over who's the fastest. This is fifth grade. Officer Green has been with the department since 2011 and Tyre since 2012. Guess the race of both officers are the same race. Guess the race of Officer Joseph Tyre and Stephen Green. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. White, black cops lazy as hell. Look at Carl Winslow. Void it up, dude, bros, white. Can do everything but their jobs, black. White, surprising it wasn't the parking lot of Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles, black. If this ain't some nig-nog nonsense, I don't know what is. Shot black men and got away with it, white. Why don't people talk about blue on blue crime, black? at any rate, the correct answer is actually black. Some of y'all did miss it. And here is what they look like. That is so sad. Those dudes ain't got a job no more. Well, one of them ain't got a job no more because of racing. Now, I heard the cops having issues around race, but never this.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they pull out a cop on another officer. What the fuck you think you're going to do to a civilian?
You mean pull a gun on another officer?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's, you know, I would hate it to be a civilian at that restaurant. That motherfucker pull a gun out. Like, hold up, man. Shit.
Right. And I would be like, hey, dog, we need to go back and investigate the shit that you've done in the past.
You won the race, okay? You won the race. Just put the gun back down. All right, guys. It's time to get into some sword ratchetness and wrap this up. And that's who was the fastest. A man has been arrested and charged following a barricade in Waniata Park with a samurai sword. A man has been charged with aggravated assault and other crimes following a barricade situation on Thursday. It took place at 11 a.m. According to police, officers responded to the scene following reports of a person with a weapon. When they arrived, they saw a male standing in front of a residence holding a samurai sword with a red sheath. Officers ordered him to drop the sword. He then unsheathed the sword and said, "Don't fuck with me," before aggressively walking towards officers. At that time, one of the officers, fearing for his safety, used a taser and struck the man in the chest area. The man fell to the ground. However, he pulled the prongs from his chest, picked up the sword, and fled back into the home.
Oh, okay.
Officers secured the front and rear of the home, and the scene was declared a barricade. The male was barricaded inside his residence by himself. His parents were able to flee the home. SWAT was notified and came to the scene. The staging area was located at K and Bristol Streets. After negotiations, he exited the home and was taken into custody without incident. He was then identified as 40-year-old Ivan Encarnacion. Guess the race. Latino. According to his parents, the man started an argument with them while out inside the kitchen. During the argument, he grabbed a red bat and stated that he was going to smash his car up. He then went to the basement, returning to the kitchen moments later with a sword and charged at the 81-year-old mother and said, "I'm going to chop you to pieces." His 78-year-old father reportedly got between his wife and his son, and then our Encarnacion grabbed his father by the neck and began to reach into his pocket, demanding money. His father gave him two $5 bills. Damn, it's terrorizing these old people. Before fleeing from his home through the front door, the man told his father that he was going to chop him to pieces too. Encarnacion has been charged with one count of robbery, three counts of aggravated assault, possessing an instrument of crime, terroristic threat, simple assault, recklessly endangering another person, and related offenses. All right, guys, That's what happens. You give somebody a sword, next thing you know, they're trying to fuck their parents up. Yeah, 80-year-old grandparents sound like. Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of this, the Blackout Tips. LootCrate.com/TBGWT. AdamandEve.com. Put in TBGWT when you check out.
Nina be on tomorrow.
And yes, we will have Nina from the podcast fandom and Project Fandom on the show tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.